So there's not too many things more beautiful than reading God's word back to him. You should practice that sometimes. It's something so beautiful. But there's something super special about singing God's word to him. And so we're going to actually sing my sermon text, today. And I consider this part of my sermon. So I'd ask out of respect for the Lord that you not clap for me and Alan. We're not up here entertaining you. But if someone wants to stand up and clap and give a shout to the Lord, I'm not. That would tickle me to death. But I would ask that you would refrain from that, because I believe this is going to be part, whether this is the sermon text. So we're going to attempt. We've played this before. I'm probably not in tune now.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King.
Let us pray. How beautiful are your words, O Lord. Especially when the righteous kings and prophets teach us how to approach you. Things to say. For you are the righteous judge. That you hear the petitions of your people. Strengthen us in your word today, and may your name be praised. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. As you know, last week, Pastor Chris spoke about where our help comes from. And then the title of his sermon was, When Your Help Comes. As we learned, as we know, our help comes from God. And the when is the Holy Spirit reminding us, comforting us, teaching us, advocating for us through the blood of Jesus. Jesus, who is our advocate, he is our lawyer. And in the power of his Spirit, we are heard by the Most High God, the righteous judge. Like the persistent widow in Luke 18, we have faith, we believe, and we expect when we petition for our help. Even though Jesus said today that our Heavenly Father knows what we need even before we ask, our petition for help is of the utmost importance to God. Now, we have model prayers throughout all of Scripture. Jesus teaches us one today. But most importantly, Jesus consistently models our prayers on intimacy and not duty. See, without intimacy, without purpose, without belief, without expectation, and without faith, our prayers can become empty, repetitious words that unfortunately can instill in us that God is a vending machine. That if we say just the right and magic words, all will be well. And I believe that is because sometimes we slip into a trap because our focus is more upon ourselves instead of focusing upon God. But we must get to a place of seeking and beholding God, where there is a definite and conscious approach to God. This is very important. And when we find this place, we need not ask for anything. What a mystery. When we find that definite and conscious in that approach to God and in that special secret place, we need not ask for anything. For God already knows what we need. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, is in the secret place. It is an intimate place. It's a life-changing place. Because it is a place that is found in the heart. Psalm 91 begins with, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Dwelling in this secret place, we behold God. We seek Him. Our focus is solely upon God. And when we find ourselves there, God covers us with His feathers. And under His wings, we are safe and we are heard. He sees us in this secret place, this precious place. And He rewards us. Now, King David knew a thing or two about this place. Some of the most beautiful words written in Scripture are glimpses of his heart. For he was a man after God's own heart. In Psalm 5, is just one example. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. Give ear to my words, O Lord, and consider my meditation. I love this because the word meditation, literally translated in the Hebrew, is groaning. Is as David is saying, listen, O God, consider the things that I have to say, the things that stir my heart, the groanings that are deep within my spirit. Meet me in this secret place. Here you will be found. Here is my petition. Here my petition is heard. Please consider it. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. Here we see the approach to our focus, where our focus is purposely directed, beholding God, focused upon God and not ourselves and not even the petition itself. So we demonstrate to God that in this secret place, how we view Him. That He is our King, He is our ruler, He is all in all. My voice you shall hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. In the morning, before our day even begins, it is our preparation for the day, because we devote our day to God. There is something special about our prayers in the morning. And I would encourage you as your friend that the morning is the time you should be seeking God.
See, it is a time before the world even opens its mouth. It is a time before we are stirred with the struggles and strains and even triumphs of the day. Our day is a mystery. And it sets the stage of our hearts and our focus in fellowship with the Father. Not even knowing what is in store for us for this day. Jesus models this repeatedly by breaking away in the morning to a desolate place to seek and to behold God the Father. Where our prayers are directed and focused upon God, where He sees and hears us in this secret place. And then we look up. We look up in expectation, believing that God has found us in this intimate place. That He has heard the groanings of our heart. And He has prepared us for this day. That His will be done today in our lives here on earth. That His kingdom will come and be revealed to those who are expecting it. That today all provisions that we need will be provided for. That today we will forgive others and we will be forgiven. That He will lead us into the ways of righteousness this day for His name's sake. And that He will protect us from the evil one. See, because we have made a conscious effort, we have sought Him, we have found Him, and all of our trust is manifested in Him this day. In the mornings are a beautiful time with the Lord, and when our focus is completely upon Him and Him alone, our petitions, I truly believe, are heard. You may not even need to speak it. So if we're looking for the where and the when and the how in our petitions today, we should look no further. We will remove the focus from ourselves and we will seek God. We will behold Him. He will find us in this secret place where it is a place of fellowship with God, a place of intimacy, a beautiful place. So let us seek Him today at His altar. Let Him hear the groanings of our hearts. Instead of focusing upon ourselves today, allow the Holy Spirit to work within our lives, to where our sole purpose is focusing upon God. Let us follow the patterns that we are taught by the righteous kings and prophets, by our Master Jesus Himself. For see, the kingdom belongs to Him. For it is in His power and not ours. And beloved, it's always for His glory. Even in how we seek even in how, the what, when, and how. The what, when, and how. May this stir your hearts today to practice focusing your prayers upon God, and to be bold enough to enter into this secret place with Him in fellowship. Because when we do that, I truly do believe that we don't even need to speak of our petition, that God already knows what we need. He knows what our friends need. And sometimes all we have to do is just to hold them to our mind silently in love and allow God to have His perfect will in all situations. The altar is open today. If you would like to come and behold the Lord and be still before the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life, may you be blessed today.